Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Meredith just scared the hell out of me.
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm freaking out. My daughter's headed to camp for the first time. Camp Kiki Waka type thing. Me and my daughter watch, Bunked all the time. That's the Camp Kiki Waka shirt that I wear.
I've seen that.
Salute Your Shorts. Remember that shirt?
Yeah,
I do.
So she was like, I want to go to camp. And so her and a friend are going to this camp out of the state, by the way.
Wow.
For 2 weeks.
That's cool.
So I'm tripping. Really? Her mom's like, she'll be fine. I'm like, yo.
I went to camp
like down in Lafayette, so it was like a couple hours away. Where my parents had to come get me, they would come get me. Now, I mean, I never had to get tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, 2 weeks that I was down there. So, I mean, but on college campus, I'm down there in Purdue, you know what I'm saying? Basketball camp, doing that up. But she's going to camp where they like rafting and in the woods and like doing all that.
Whose idea was this?
Hers.
Really?
Yeah.
How did she find this out of state camp?
I think she talked to a friend who was doing it, and then they were like, yeah, our kid's going. So their mom and, we know the family.
Okay.
But Meredith tells me she got a knit. Like, because this is my daughter's first time. These other people probably didn't been.
Yeah.
She went to camp with her first time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I went to a lot of different
They
ones.
Initiated her.
Well.
By hog tying her outside the cabin and left her outside.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell.
I remember
you
it
got
was
hog tied?
I remember, I think it was like sixth grade, or like right before sixth grade. Yeah, my mom sent me away to sleepaway camp for 2 weeks. And the first night there, I remember meeting all the girls and everything. And they told me to come outside. It was dark outside, like on the back porch. And they shut the door, told me to close my eyes. They put a blindfold over me. And no joke, I got hog tied with duct tape. Behind, like, my hands were behind me. There are pictures of it, too. I still have it. And then my legs were tied together, and they put duct tape across my mouth, and they left me out there for about 45 minutes to an hour.
What
are you talking about?
Laying on the ground.
There would have been some hell to tell the captain. I hope you got all of them kicked out.
No. I don't know. I complained to, like, the counselor, but they were like, oh, that's what we do to, like, all the new girls that come in. And then, everything was just supposedly
you were in the cool girls club after
I guess. Me and one other chick had, like, a little bit of problem after that. That's about it.
You can leave my daughter out of the cool club.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want that. If that happened, please believe I'm pulling up.
Yeah. I don't know.
You didn't tell your parents?
I think I did when they picked me up 2 weeks later.
Oh, yeah.
And they, again.
Oh, my God. Hog tied.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is our first time?
This is our first time at camp. Did you went to camp, right?
I never went to camp.
What?
Yeah,
you missed out.
That says a lot.
Did I miss out?
That says a lot.
Well, not the hog tie thing. Yeah,
that says a lot, though. Like, cause, I mean, that shows how, that's why you got rough edges.
I don't think I ever really wanted to, though.
Why?
I don't know.
It's fun.
I was just in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I was just playing.
I went to other summer camps. Like, I went to science camp as well.
See,
in West Palm.
Why.
Yeah.
You went to what?
Science camp. It was at a museum.
Oh, my God.
What?
That was a punishment? You had gotten in trouble?
No, I didn't get in trouble.
Did you flunk science?
No.
Like, it wasn't summer school type thing?
No, this was just a camp that my mom sent me to, during the week, I think it was. I didn't sleep there overnight. But, yeah, we got to do cool experiments. We got to, do explorations with, the animals. It was really fun. That was cool.
That's why.
I was much younger,
though. Did you tell the people that when you went to the good camp that you came from science camp? Because that might be why they duct taped you, because that's not good.
Yeah.
You said you went to math camp?
I think so, yeah.
Math camp?
I think my mom's trying to get rid of me.
Yeah, for real. I was feeling sorry for him, but I'm swinging it over to you.
But science camp was so much fun. You got to do cool experiments and hang out with the animals that they had there.
What state is your daughter going to?
North Carolina.
Wow. Ooh, they have cool camps there.
Okay.
They do. My family lives there.
She's going to North Carolina.
Yeah, that's cool.
And she's excited about it, because, like I said, she's thinking it's like the TV show. And I'm like, yo, it ain't like that. You got to deal with people. Plus, people, you get on people's nerves, and they get on your nerves. Like my cousin went with me 1 year, and we were beefing like 2 days in the camp.
Wow.
Because he started hanging with somebody, and I started hanging with somebody, and them people didn't really get along.
Uh-huh.
And so even though we were cousins and we were roommates, we had a different clique.
Yeah.
And I went for like 6 straight years. To basketball camp.
East Coast, West Coast beef over there.
It was just attitude.
Wow. Do you think your daughter and her friend will make it without getting into a riff?
Probably, because my daughter is easy with it.
Okay.
I had a little bit more attitude, or whatever. But I will say that getting away from your parents for a little bit of time for every year and making friends who are like from other places helps you realize that, you know, and I guess social media might make it different for these kids now. Like they get that the world is bigger mm-hmm. or whatever. But for a kid from Gary who don't know anybody but people from Gary.
Yeah.
I mess around, go to camp, and now I'm seeing people from Minnesota and people from here and just basketball players that wanted to learn how to play ball at Purdue. So
how much does camp cost?
Oh, it can be expensive.
Oh, dog.
It's expensive.
Man, me and her mama split it, but it's still a lick.
Because you're staying there overnight. They take care of all your food, all activities. Like, if you're going, I don't know.
Each one of us put in bands.
Yeah, yeah.
Bands. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
She's flying there, or they're taking a road trip?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I know they're flying. They're not, I mean, but I just don't know if they're flying. I wasn't asked to buy a ticket, so I'm assuming, and this is just an assumption, but I'm assuming the friend, because the friend's family has a plane.
Okay. So they're going out there.
The family has a plane.
The family that we know who has a kid who told her
like
about
their own plane?
Yeah, they got one.
Okay, so they're probably flying.
So they're flying in their own plane.
It's a possibility. That's what I'm saying. This ain't a part of what I was supposed to be talking about.
Right.
But I'm just keeping it a book. Uh-huh. I wasn't asked to come up with flight. Anytime I'm asked to do something, it's always like, oh, and you know you got to buy some tickets. Uh-huh. I wasn't asked to buy any tickets, so I'm assuming they're flying their kid to camp. Damn. And my kid is just riding on
the
plane.
Huh? Where do they keep the plane?
At the hangar.
The hangar. Damn, Dobby missed out on that.
For real, dog. Like, I mean, come on.
They want some more kids.
Wait, somebody at a 9-4-1 said, now we understand, Meredith. Yeah. You went to science and math camp.
Hey,
That's why she got them hard THs at the end of her name. Hey, I'm Meredith.
Algebra.
Yeah, algebra. And yet you didn't know what a salutatorian was this morning.
I never said I was good. I said I practiced.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.